Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some camping trips are about fresh air and getting out in the wilderness. This one was more like a brush with the paranormal.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, yes, it is. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's with me today. How are you doing?
Boo, you're running from air. I'm kidding.
Oh, because I was just telling Harper that I had this dream the other night that I woke up in an absolute panic from because I dreamt I was running for mayor. And I was like, why am I running for mayor? And then all these people are like, you are going to be a great mayor. And other people are like, why are you running for mayor? I'd be like, I don't know. I think I can make a difference. And so I'm running for mayor. And I decide, like, you know, the world is so divisive these days that I'm going to run, like, remind people how they can compromise. And we can talk about other things that we agree on and stuff. And so I get this group of people together for one of my campaign stops in a neighborhood. I don't know. And they all just turn on me. And I'm like, but we can compromise. No, we can't. We can't compromise. And I literally woke up like I had woken up from some crazy sleep paralysis dream or something. Like I was just in this absolute panic to where I'm lying there and I'm like, okay. You are not running for mayor. You're not running for mayor. That's not real life. You never have to run for mayor. You are just fine. That's how panicked I was. Like, I'm like, just the idea of being mayor of my town was a nightmare.
So you woke up and you're like, oh no, I was running for mayor. Oh no.
Exactly. Like, that's how much I think it would be... that horrible to be in politics these days. I don't care what side you land on. It's going to be like a mob either way. If you say this, there's these people are going to scream at you. If you say that, those people are going to scream at you. You know, so in my dream, when I'm at my little town hall in some neighborhood in Wichita, they're just screaming at me. And I'm like, I just thought we could get along and compromise.
No.
Oh my God, it was a freaking nightmare is what it was.
Boo, compromisation.
I'm telling you. So if anybody's like, you know, Carol, I was thinking you would make such a great mayor of Wichita. I'd be like, shut up. Get out of here. There was, I will have to say, there was a time, probably more like 20 years ago, I thought, you know, I could kind of see down the road getting into politics. I think I might like be a state senator, start there or something. And no, oh my God, hell no. It was nuts. Let's talk about something more normal, like ghost stories.
Yeah.
So here's our first story. It says, hi, my name is Jean. And yes, you can use my name. I love listening to your podcast while I'm at work. Let me jump right into my story. I live in Longview, Washington, about 2 hours from Seattle and about an hour from Portland. My boyfriend and I at the time decided we'd take a camping trip up to Mount St. Helens, which is famous for erupting. It was a volcano that erupted back in the day. And you're too young because this happened way before you were born, but Mount St. Helens, when it erupted, that volcanic ash was in Kansas.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it covered cars. Like, I remember getting in a car once and turning on the windshield wipers because the ash was that thick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, isn't that something? That was how big that erupted. We wanted to check out the Ape Caves. I don't know anything about them. Do some hiking and just be adventurous for a weekend. We didn't have a tent, but he had a canopy for a Chevy truck. So we thought, why not throw the canopy on, toss an air mattress in the back and sleep there. Perfect plan. We got the truck set up, grabbed groceries at Winco, and finally made it to a campsite we liked. We set up, made sandwiches, then wandered off to explore. We skipped the ape caves that first day since it was late. I didn't want to go down into the caves when it was still light, only to come out into the darkness. So we saved that for the next day. That night, back at camp, we had a few drinks, made dinner, crawled into the truck bed to call in a night. My boyfriend passed out pretty quickly, but I couldn't sleep. That's when I started to feel uneasy. And then I heard footsteps, slow, steady, coming closer. I nudged my boyfriend, hoping he'd startle awake and make some noise. He just rolled over half asleep, but before I could even whisper, he heard it. His eyes shot wide open. It wasn't an animal. It sounded like a man walking in heavy boots. The step stopped right at the back of the truck by the canopy door. For what felt like 5 minutes, though it was probably only 30 seconds, we lay there frozen and silent. Then the steps began circling the truck. We could hear breathing and then hands scraping along the sides of the truck. We didn't dare move. We didn't breathe. It stopped again at the back and then knocking. Slow at first, then louder, knock, knock, knock. We stayed silent because we were terrified, and then suddenly the whole truck shook violently. We still couldn't see anyone, but the footsteps began to walk away. My boyfriend peeked through a gap in the curtains and saw nothing. I looked out the back window, nothing. Yet the footsteps kept going and fading into the distance. The moonlight was bright enough to see around us, but there was no one there. We didn't sleep at all. The second the sun rose, we jumped out of the truck, and what we saw chilled us. There were handprints all over the truck, long finger streaks across the paint, smudges on the windows like someone had pressed their face against the glass to look inside. Even on the back, there was a handprint, fingers long and spindly, but the palm seemed small. We did not wait around. We packed everything up fast and got out of there. To this day, I still get chills thinking about it. I don't know what it was, but I'm glad nothing worse happened. Thank you for reading my story. I'll be writing in again to share more of my encounters, but this one has really stuck with me. Ooh, Jean. That would scare the crap out. Okay, just one reason why I don't ever want to go camping. You know, that is terrifying. You know, what do you think about, like, it being like a Sasquatch Bigfoot?
Well, look, I've always kind of thought, like, the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, stuff like that was always kind of hokey, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, it could just be a really creepy person out there, too.
Well, that's a scarier thing. It could be a real person. It could have been, like, serial killer. It could have been somebody who escaped from a prison or a mental institution. It could have been somebody on the run from the law for nefarious purposes. I mean, that's almost worse than it being Sasquatch.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's just scary. Because it really does feel like whatever that was out to scare them.
Definitely.
And I could see a person getting a really sick kick out of that.
Oh, I hate that. Well, that's my sign to never go camping.
Never. And that's a thing because, you know, there's bears and things like, Gene is the one that saw the handprints on the truck. Because I'm like, could it have been a bear? Bear smelled the food and the bear's like, because I think if you're out camping, I would think there'd be brush around you, fallen leaves. It's not like you're walking on a hard tile floor, so you can definitely tell it's a person with shoes on.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a bear. And with those kind of truck topper things that go in the back of the truck bed, you know, you might not, you know, maybe they escaped before or hid before you could look out. Because I would imagine after all that, you wouldn't look out immediately because you don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah.
So even if they waited 5 seconds to look out the window, it could have hid behind something.
Right?
I don't know. I just think that is a really good letter about don't ever camp.
It's almost as scary as Carol running for mayor.
Oh my God. No, don't let me run for mayor. If I ever come to you and go, I'm kind of thinking about running for mayor. No, don't, Carol.
I'm going to go, boo, compromisation.
And I'm like, oh, you're right. Nobody will. So I don't know. I think that could have been a number of different things. And I almost think if it was a person, that would be the scariest of them all, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Because the bear, that wouldn't really explain the handprints that they saw.
I think any of the options are absolutely terrifying.
And I think
no matter what it is, I'm like, the idea of like a freakishly like small palm with a really long fingers. Ugh. I'm sorry. There's something about long fingers that I just don't like. Like, ugh.
Well, and I think when you're out in the middle of nowhere like that, there's nobody's going to hear you scream. And there's nobody right there who can help you. And even if you call 911, it's like, oh, my God, we took that one dirt road to that dirt road. And, you know, even trying to get help to you is hard.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Gene. I wonder if Gene ever went camping again.
I wouldn't, that's for sure. And if anyone ever tried to suggest it, I'd be like, hey, remember that one time we saw those really large finger handprints on our truck when we tried to go camping?
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, remember that? When we were like in the middle of nowhere, we didn't know what it was. Yeah, maybe let's not.
Let's never
go like bowling or something.
Yeah, let's stay inside and just watch something fun on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's or go camping
or
at Motel 6. I'm telling you. Let's go to a phone call.
This is Marie in North Carolina. I've called in a couple of times. I got a short story. Most of mine is short, and I don't think I ever heard it, anything of mine on the show. Probably about 20 years ago, I was working at a place, and this is a bathroom story. I went to the bathroom, and it's got four stalls in the bathroom. And I went in, and it was just me. And I was in the third stall. I heard someone come in the bathroom and go to that first stall. And that first stall was usually for people that smoked. That was like the smoker's stall. So I thought it was a buddy of mine named Sue. So I said, well, she don't know I'm in here because I was quiet. So So I flushed and I got up and went to the sink. The sink was straight in front of the stall I was in to wash my hands. And I said, I'm going to surprise her when I come out. She don't know that it's me in here. When I turned around, all the stalls of the bathroom was open and they were totally empty. And I know that I heard someone come in the first door of the bathroom and go in the first stall where the smokers, which was called the smoker's stall. And it just creeped me out. So when I turned around after being at the sink, you know, washing my hands, and I turned around and I seen all the doors open and nobody was in there with me, I kind of was creeped out. It bothered me for the rest of my day because I think this happened probably about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, between 2 and 3 in the afternoon. And I was just kind of, you know, just feeling weird the next 3 hours of work. I was just feeling weird and not myself. And for a while, I would not go in that bathroom. But that was a weird experience. That was, I only experienced that one time, but it was still weird. I don't know why just one time, because I went in the bathroom, that bathroom numerous times, but that was the only, the first time and the last time I experienced that. And it was very strange. So I don't know what that was to this day. And that's been 20 years ago. So I don't know if that's under paranormal. Or what that could have been. So, okay. Well, I love the show, and I'm thanking you for this outlet, and y'all have a good day.
You know, Spooky. What I find interesting, well, number one, that is not the first bathroom haunting story I've heard. It seems like those public bathrooms or the bathroom at work that has multiple stalls in it, we've had mm-hmm. several of those. But what I think's interesting is that maybe you could have, you're going to the bathroom, you're in your stall, and you hear someone in that stall, you come out, wash your hands, there's nobody in that stall, then you would be like, that's weird. Wonder what happened. Maybe they snuck out. But that isn't how she felt about it.
Yeah.
Like, it really bothered her. Like, I think there was some kind of experience that she had that really stuck with her because she wasn't able to shake the feeling.
Definitely.
That's what I think is so interesting about that whole story is that to the fact she won't even go to the bathroom in there again.
You know, it's kind of funny because it reminds me of a story I had at my old school, actually, where I was like walking out of my English class real quick to go to the bathroom, and I hear my best friend walk in, and I'm like, oh, hey, Annabella, because like she was wearing like a very distinct type shoe that day. I don't know how to describe it, but like when she walks in somewhere, you just kind of know it's her because like of the way her shoes sound. Oh, she had a charm on the back of her Converse, but sometimes it would kind of like,
oh,
hit the back,
yeah,
of her
heel. So it made a really distinct sound.
Yeah. And I went, hey, Annabella, do you want to walk back to class together? No response. So I exit the stall, I wash my hands, and I kind of like look around a little bit and I see all the stalls like wide open, like just like complete, like, and the doors were like, look, the way those kind of doors work were like, they were kind of like really finicky and they would like swing around a lot, but they were being held in a very specific position, which wouldn't really make sense because they had very loose hinges. And so I go back to my English class, because she was in that class as well. And I sit down next to her. I'm like, hey, like, were you just in the bathroom right now? And she goes, no, why? Like,
Ooh.
Spooky.
That's interesting, too, because that's kind of like this. She definitely heard someone walk in, and you connected it to your friend because she had that charm on her shoe.
Yeah.
So that was a mimicking situation, even.
Oh, my gosh. It was so freaky because, like, no, like, it was a very, very specific charm, too. Like, it was a little cherry charm, but each of, like, the little cherry, it was, like, two cherries, right? And they were, like, connected at the top, you know, like cherries. And like they would kind of clash a lot and make a very distinct kind of like, you know, metal on metal, like when they kind of like I'm not sure if anyone could hear that, but kind of like that. Where it was so distinct, and nobody else I knew at that school had that type of like charm on her on like their shoe, except for her. It was creepy to say the least.
That's really creepy.
Yeah,
and I think that's what happened to her too. It was just like she heard it. Someone was there. Mm-hmm. Where'd they go? Ooh, do you still go to that school, or is that last year's school?
That was my old school.
Okay, good. So you don't have to worry about that again.
That'd be really freaky if it was at my new school.
God, no kidding. No, it's like, I got to move schools again. So if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802. You can write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like an advanced episodes, access to the archive without the commercials, you can become a premium subscriber and sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio. Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.